to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, has discontinued their print edition, and we're going to talk about what 2012 looks like for those of you who are fans of this format. That is News Talk Radio. Big things are happening. A lot of people are paying a lot of attention to some of your favorite folks on the radio by going to Talkers.com. Let's get that after we get the charts for the week of January 2nd to 6th, courtesy of Michael, who is in charge of this entire effort. So, Michael Harrison, help yourself. Happy New Year.
Here we are in another year, and they're off and running with a lot of conversation. We've got sports, we've got politics, we've got a whole variety of interesting topics. We have at number 10 the L.A. arson case. At number 9, the Ohio fracking earthquake controversy. At number 8, sports, college bowl games. At number 7, the NFL playoffs. At number 6, Iraq violence. At number 5, the Obama administration defense strategy. At number 4, Eurozone instability. At number 3, world financial markets activity. At number 2, Iran's military ambitions. And at number 1, the Iowa caucuses and the 2012 presidential race. We're now in 2012. We're in the home stretch, figuratively. It's going to be big stuff this year for talk radio. 10 most talked about people on News Talk Radio: sports figure Tim Tebow, Harry at 10, Harry Burkhardt at 9, Sarah Palin at 8, John McCain at 7, Newt, Rick, and John Hutsman at 6, Ron Paul at 5, Barack Obama at 4. As interesting characters running in the GOP dominate conversation this week with the Iowa caucuses. At number 3, we have Michelle Bachmann. At number 2, we have Mitt Romney. And Rick Santorum is number 1 on the survey this week, and that's the way the cookie crumbles, as they say.
No accounting for taste. That's my own.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Looking ahead to 2012 and Talkers Magazine, which has been the mainstay for 20-some years. I'm happy to say the collaboration that Michael and I have has been ongoing for 10 years, I think, at least. And I'm trying to remember.
Well, you and I know each other for about 21 years now.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you were written about as one of the people in the first issue of Talkers Magazine, which is almost 22 years ago. And I don't know if people listening to this show realize that you are, in your other show, the morning show called Good Day, you are, other than by a couple of weeks or something, Rush Limbaugh, you are the longest-running syndicated major news talk personality in the industry, which I think is a tremendous accomplishment. And I congratulate you fully for that.
Let's see if we'll have the same conversation in 10 years from now.
If you want to be, you will be.
I'm the last person standing. Why would I not want to keep doing this? This is fun.
I've never known anybody who loves being on the air and doing what you do more than you do.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean, you are, as a matter of fact, for people listening to this, sometimes those of us who know Doug as a person, not just a voice on the air, are amazed at his energy. Especially for an elderly man.
No, but I started, as they say. But
I'll scratch the elderly remark, because that was a joke.
Of
but
course.
The fact is, I'm not kidding about, you must love what you do, because you travel, you're a pioneer in remote broadcasting, you're on the air for hours every day, you produce other people's shows in your larger company, and on top of all of that, you have a whole other career in the agriculture business, where you're a major figure in the small farm industry. I think there are three of you, or you're clearly an android.
Well, I'm either that, or I have a lot of glucosamine and chondroitin around, one or the other. I think it just is how you look at life. And so through the paradigm of what we present here, we, you and me, in terms of overviewing what's going on in this format that so many people love, there are a few people, but they're getting, I look every time I'm at Talkers.com, I'm looking for stories, another guy who's been doing this. Del Giorno has been on since my general manager, Bob Klopfenstein, was a program director of WOWO in Fort Wayne. He hired Del Giorno as a kid. And I just saw on Talkers.com that he's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is older than I am, to be sure. But you know, you listen to him. I've listened to him any number of times. I think he still sounds good on the air. And I don't understand why he falls for, and I don't know this because I don't know him personally, but I know his son, who's a host in Omaha, I think. Why would you stop doing something? I'm tired of getting up. What else do you have to do with your life? Okay, so you don't like to get up in the morning. That's fine. Go home and take a nap. But when you are entertaining as many people as you are and you like it, and I think most of the guys are not truthful when they tell you, oh, I don't want to get up in the morning anymore. There's usually more of a push from management or ownership or something's going on there. I'm not buying. He's leaving because he wants to. And I, and by the way, it's sad because there are very few people who are still on the air, sound good, connected to the community, have something to say. And I think it's a travesty, frankly.
Well,
nobody's going to push me off because I run my own shop. They may take me off this station and I go to that station. Mm-hmm. We just announced this week a dozen more station affiliates to various Doug Steffen programs. And I'm not saying this sticking out my chest, oh, Doug, great. But if you apply yourself, and I think that it's harder, though, for all of us to do it because of the realities of how things have changed in the business, changing everywhere. That doesn't mean that you ought not to try. I'm sad. I guess what I'm saying is I'm sad Del Giorno's leaving because I think he's a good broadcaster.
Well, maybe you can get him to occasionally appear on your shows as a guest and continue his participation in the medium in that way. That's another thing that you have been known to do. You've opened the door to a lot of people in the realm of your programs.
Many times have I told that story about Hannity as a kid calling me up.
Right.
And you know what? He's never forgotten that. That's one of the good things about him.
He doesn't forget.
He does not forget. Doesn't forget. Yep, he is. All right, let's do some predictions. Talkers.com has you writing your forecast for 2012. So I want to get to that in just a moment. Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers.com here on The Countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn, you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne, there's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused, but somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hebert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC, SIPC.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison here with us on the countdown as we present the trends, the factors that face those of us who are in the talk business heading into 2012. All right, Michael, what's in your crystal ball?
Okay, we'll work it backwards. At number eight, the unknown. You really can't tell what's going to happen. People ask me all the time, what are people going to be talking about this year? And I always say, the unknown. The biggest stories are always those that you have no clue about. And the world is a very dangerous place. There could be wars, there could be tornadoes, there could be anything. So the unknown is going to happen in 2012. At number seven, we have satellite radio. Sirius XM is going to have another year of growth and good programming. At number six, politics and sports are going to be very, very, very hot topics in America. At number five, we're going to continue to see the migration of talk to the FM dial. Some of them will be sports stations, some of them will be news talk, and we'll see a lot of all news stations popping up. At number four, we're going to see a lot of small, independent, specifically targeted programs proliferating around syndication and online. Number three, the digital revolution is going to continue to march forward. And at number two, we're going to see one more year of consolidation, and then I think the big companies are going to start selling off stations because it's very hard to run large companies while you're...
How do you manage 1,000 radios?
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
God.
And number one, the economy. Those of us in radio are facing a very, very challenging time. Radio is hard-pressed by the economy. Budgets are very, very cut back. Jobs are dried up. And yet you've got to continue to march forward and be creative and be spirited and be optimistic. It's a challenge, a daunting one.
Yeah.
That's basically the picture from the industrial point of view of 2012 for talk media.
Yeah. So what, in a sense, Talkers Magazine is covering a lot of these things in a different way. And I mentioned this earlier when we got started, saying, and it wasn't a throwaway comment, the fact that Talkers isn't printed on a piece of paper anymore, but the broader scale of what's going on in the industry is available in what you referred to as the new media, the new talk media, but it's video, it's audio,
yeah,
it's all
absolutely.
Of the things that bring all of us who are here. I mean, I can see a time when, you know, there could be ways that people could go to Talkers and click on that and look for Doug Steffen, and Doug Steffen's program is there, or somebody else's program is there. You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, that time will be within a few months.
Really?
We're right near there.
Really?
I mean, for us to be bogged down by a monthly magazine and print, even though it's a beautiful magazine and
yeah.
it's been around for 22
Fun.
Years and people love it, is a burden right now. We can't serve our readers and our public as well as we can by fully directing our resources, manpower, and money to the web, where there's unlimited ability to serve the community, to serve the world 24/7,
yep.
365.
The guy who was my driver in Israel goes to talkers.com and mm-hmm. sees what's going on in American talk radio. That's a
right.
phenomenal so, reality.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer at this point. I mean, it's nostalgia for the print publication.
Yeah.
But for our business, we have to be online 24 hours a day.
Yep, there it is. The story of the new year, 2012, before us. All kinds of exciting new possibilities for all those of you who love this format. Follow it at talkers.com.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing.
Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A lot of things are happening. I'm Doug Steffen. We are including Iowa and what's next in the GOP race, who's in, who's out. Here's Jeff Katz on the radio talking to Congressman Steve King of Iowa about his take on Romney and the victory there.
What the heck happened out there? A margin of victory of 8 votes?
Yes, and boy, the lead went back and forth in the wee hours of the morning. There were two times there that it was a one vote difference, and it kind of looked like it might settle to something like that. And then the last tally that the second to last tally that came up, I guess, would be they found a net. Let's see, Rick Santorum was ahead by 4 votes, and they found a net change in a precinct that hadn't been reported yet. There was 16 votes in favor of Romney. Mm-hmm. They factored that in, and that put Romney up by 12. And then I actually went to sleep for a couple hours last night and woke up this morning, and some 4 votes change took place, and now it's 8. So it is it's the closest call that you could ever have, it's almost a tie. But out of this, Rick Santorum is a winner. There's no question. Romney won. He's a winner. Rick Santorum won the expectations game, and it's close enough in this kind of a race that a lot will view him as a winner here, and it gives him the springboard to go to New Hampshire. And, of course, it's a short race. A week long is all in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But the turn to go to South Carolina now becomes really something to watch. And I'm going to go to New Hampshire here in tomorrow.
Oh.
But then spend a day there with Jennifer Horn and the We the People event on that Thursday evening on the 5th. And then, of course, I'd love to be able to be in South Carolina for the South Carolina primary as well.
All right, so tell me, are you on board with somebody? Because I don't remember a Steve King endorsement.
Well, I made a decision about 4 o'clock in the afternoon the day before the caucus. I just could not bring myself to that conviction.
Mm.
And it's one thing to put up a vote, but it's another to make an endorsement at this level.
Right.
And without a conviction, it just wouldn't have been honest to step up and make that endorsement. And so I have stayed out of it from that standpoint, but I've really worked to bring the candidates forward and give them access and give the public access to the candidates. I've done events with most of the candidates. I guess I can't quite say all of them, but most of them, and sometimes fairly high-profile things that we did. So people had an opportunity to see how we interacted, too, and maybe that was the right way to go about this. I probably won't be able to pass judgment on my decision until this process is entirely over.
Senator John McCain didn't have the kind of problem Congressman Steve King had as he announced his endorsement for Mitt Romney.
Joe Lewis said, how are you going to beat this guy? He's very elusive and he's very good. And Joe Lewis said, well, he can run, but he can't hide. Now, my friends, our message our message to President Barack Obama is, you can run, but you can't hide from your record of making this country bankrupt, from destroying our national security, and to making this nation one that we have to restore with Mitt Romney as President of the United States of America. All the media reports is that the president's going to attack Congress, and you know, maybe that's not a bad idea. Our approval rating is 9%. You get down that low, you're down to paid staffers and blood relatives. But the fact is that the Democrats and President Obama had both houses of Congress, both majorities in both houses of Congress, when we passed the bailout, when we passed Obamacare, when we passed a $1 trillion stimulus package. Remember, that was when we were going to bring unemployment down below 8%. Remember that? Well, my friends, he can run, but he can't hide. And that's what this campaign is really going to be all about. I'm really here for one reason and one reason only. And that is to make sure that we make Mitt Romney the next president of the United States of America, and New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is a state that will catapult him on to victory in a very short period of time. That's why I'm here.
Your calls on the Iowa caucus and the GOP contenders, 800-510-8255. Let's get cranking here on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, 33 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown. Before we get to your calls at 800-510 on the caucus in Iowa, that's what the Talk Radio Countdown is really pretty much about and will be for most of the week. Some of the people involved that have been involved, not just the politicians, well, I don't know, do we consider Donald Trump to be a politician? Here he talks to Piers Morgan about the Iowa results.
Mitt Romney, yet again, is hovering around 25% of a vote. And he only got just a few less than he got last time in Iowa. So he can't seem to break this 25% barrier. What does that tell you, Donald, about Mitt Romney's standing with his own party?
Well, I think he did a very good job, though, Piers. No matter how you cut it, he won. Winning is winning. If you win by one vote, it's like you play golf. If I win by one stroke or 20 strokes, winning is winning. And he did win. You have to understand, he was really way down in Iowa. It looked like most people thought he shouldn't even go to Iowa. And now he comes out with a win. And then he has a lot of people, including you, say, oh, gee, you know, I mean, he should have done better. The truth is, he will be the first to say, I think he'd like to start, you know, cracking into the 30s and 40s. And he has to do that at some point. But he did have a win, and it was a good win. And it was a place where a lot of people thought he shouldn't even go. And I actually suggested to him about a month ago when I was talking to him, I said, you should really go to Iowa because you can win Iowa. And sort of interesting, all of a sudden he went there and he won. So I think it was a great victory for him. I think it was great for Rick Santorum, absolutely great. And those two guys really came out on top.
The question was asked about a tweet he sent regarding Michelle Bachmann.
Donald, this tweet you sent last night surprised me because you called her a disloyal and terrible boss, and yet you're quite praiseworthy about her in your book. So what happened?
Well, first of all, I do like her. I think she's a very good woman. She did the right thing by standing aside. There's no question about that because it just wasn't going anywhere. But, you know, she came up to Trump Tower four times, which was a lot at her request. She also asked me to do a call. I think they call it a robocall, where literally thousands and thousands of people were on the call. It was the biggest call that they ever made. It was a fundraising call. And even though I made it plain that I'm not endorsing her, she asked me to do it. I did it. It took about an hour and then some. It was during an evening. In fact, my wife said, why are you doing this? Why are you doing it? Just relax. You work all day long, and now you're doing this call. But I did this call. It took a long time. It was a very successful call. Everybody was happy. And then when Newsmax asked to do a debate, she said no. And I thought that was somewhat inappropriate. I also felt, what does she have to lose? Because by that time, this was a couple of weeks ago, by that time she wasn't doing very well in the polls. And really, what do you have to lose? Now, Newt agreed to do it, and Rick agreed to do it, Rick Santorum, and they did the right thing. But she said no, and I was very surprised because I actually did quite a bit for her. I didn't endorse her, and I wouldn't have endorsed her, and I let them know that. I let her know that. But I thought she was somewhat disloyal, and it was unfortunate. At the same time, I think she's a very good woman. She works so hard. I mean, I actually told her 4 or 5 weeks ago, go home, relax, take it easy. It's not going to happen. But she worked so hard. She was so dedicated, and I respect that greatly.
Yeah, talking about being anti-party, if you will. Newt Gingrich is the king of that, and you don't see or hear any. We hear nothing about him, really, other than he said he was going to come to my debate. All right, finally, Piers Morgan. We're listening to excerpts from the CNN program hosted by Piers Morgan. It's the Larry King Show without Larry King and without Larry's sort of oomph. Anyway, Trump and an endorsement.
I mean, from what you're saying tonight, Don, I'm getting a sense that you're warming towards possibly an endorsement of Mitt Romney. Am I misreading the lines here?
Yes, I think you are. Look, I'm looking at it very seriously. I'm looking at the different candidates. I've gotten to know most of them. I think that the important ones I've really gotten to know, and I respect them. I want somebody that's going to beat Obama. Obama has done just an absolutely, and is doing, a terrible job. This country is in serious, serious trouble, and it has such potential. If somebody would release that potential, it has such enormous potential to do great and to be great again.
All right, so that's Piers Morgan and Donald Trump. A couple of other things that are of value for discussion purposes at 800-510-8255 from the Piers Morgan. Just listening to this guy, I have to tell you, is like, I sound a little like Donald Trump. I have to tell you, like the fingernails on the blackboard stuff. Oy. But there's good information here that is not necessarily available anywhere else. That's why the excerpts, the audio excerpts, is part of what we do on the countdown, is present to you things that are bound to be conversation starters. For example, John Huntsman appearing with Piers Morgan, and they talk about New Hampshire, which is coming up.
Definitely, the poll numbers are getting better, but they're still nowhere near Mitt Romney's in New Hampshire. And you set your stall, really, on a very good performance there. What is the yardstick that we should be using to judge Huntsman's success in New Hampshire?
Well, listen, we've gone from dead last place to what the most recent polls, including one of yours, had put us in the teens today at third place. We have to exceed market expectations. Now, that may sound a little businesslike, but the punditry will assign us a certain market value going into the vote. And whatever that expectation is, it will rise along with our performance in the polls. We've got to wake up the next day on the 11th, and we've got to say we did better than what the pundit class thought we would do. That then gives us the ability to move onward. That then proves a point of electability, because there will be a few tickets out of New Hampshire. Make no mistake about it, Pierce. This is a primary. It's not a caucus. It's a broad-based turnout. You've got Republicans, you've got independents, and even a few Democrats will sneak into the mix. And if you can do well in New Hampshire, that really proves a point of electability, and I believe that will carry you significantly as you then move down south into South Carolina and beyond.
He always sounds pretty good. He's a viable candidate, not actually Mr. Charisma, but he does, I think he makes a lot of good salient points. Anyway, there's a conversation that he had with Piers Morgan about being in the Obama administration.
Do you think it's been an ongoing problem for you with the Republican establishment, if you like, that you have been so aligned, mainly by your competitors, to being Barack Obama's buddy, the guy that he sent to China? Has that backfired against you, even though the experience you had there, I'd imagine, would be rather useful for a future president? But do you think that alignment with a Democratic president has harmed you?
Listen, I worked for President Reagan. I worked for President Bush. I worked for President Bush. I'm asked by the President of the United States to stand up and serve my country. I will do that. I always have believed in putting my country first. But I think you bring up a good point, Pierce, and that is, at the very beginning, a lot of people glossed right over us because I crossed a partisan line. That's the kind of person I am. I will always put my country first. But these same people, whether it's George Will or Eric Erickson or other conservative commentators, have looked at all of the other choices. They've now come around, and I think they are saying, we forgot to look at his record when we glossed over him. And upon closer inspection, he's the only consistent conservative in this race. He's actually got a track record that he can bring to the table. He's got a history of bringing people together. And as the New York said in a lengthy analytical piece a couple of months ago, he can beat Barack Obama in every set of circumstances that are thrown at the race.
All right, so is John Huntsman worth another view? In my mind, he is far superior to Richard John Santorum from Pennsylvania, who is basically a Neanderthal when it comes to a lot of social stuff especially. At any rate, the flavors continue. So you want to, everybody ready with the rocks? Ready with the rocks to throw them at the radio after we take this final piece from Piers Morgan's program, in which he speaks to the chairwoman of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I was thinking, watching it all unfurl last night, if I was Barack Obama sitting in the White House watching Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney scrapping it out, I'd be thinking, yeah, I like this. This is, it's not a front runner situation. No one's popping up. Mitt Romney can't get past 25%. Yeah, this is a good position for the Democrats.
If you're looking at the results last night and you're Mitt Romney, when would a win be a loss? It would be a loss when you were declaring victory the day before the caucus, when you spent $149 per vote compared to the guy who spent the least amount of money. You spent the most amount of money, and you've spent 6 years trying to win Iowa, and you beat the guy who spent the least amount of money by 8 votes. So he's limping into New Hampshire. New Hampshire, I'm not even, I have to tell you, I would say that New Hampshire really probably won't even mean much, because most polls show that he's going to win, and so that's not much of a victory there either. Because
so what is important when we look at what's coming up primary wise, where are the key places, do you think, the key battlegrounds?
Well, certainly South Carolina is going to be potentially decisive for them in their field, and then Florida on January 31st, my home state, where we're always pivotal. But this nomination process on their side seems like it's going to drag out a bit, because there is an obvious lack of enthusiasm for their entire field. I mean, there's a large anybody but Romney vote that they're rooting around on the Republican side, trying to coalesce behind someone, anyone other than Mitt Romney, because when you don't have any conviction, when you're willing to say or do anything to get elected, I think most of the American people, I know for me that would be the case. I have constituents who tell me, Debbie, I don't always agree with you, but at least I know where you stand. No one knows where Mitt Romney stands, and that's the last thing that you want in a president.
Okay. As I said, be prepared to throw your rocks. So that's the overview, pundits and radio hosts and television hosts, and now it's your turn to star in the countdown with your calls about the results of the Iowa caucus up next here on the countdown.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat, you wear this hat and be out there and walk the streets, and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times, just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, we thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling having come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown, the talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio around the country, and your calls now on the results in Iowa from this week. Lisa in Arizona is she's a thoughtful person, I would say.
The reason why I'm calling is because I was listening to contender Romney speak, and what bothered me was that he was talking about everybody came here to get a fair shot in America. And I'm an African-American woman, and I don't remember my ancestors coming over here to get a fair shot. I remember that they were forced over here and worked for nothing and helped build this great country. And yet, I don't see that we have received any type of reparations for that, any type of fair treatment for that, no equal playing field to really achieve the American dream. Some of us have, but the majority of us have not.
800-510-8255. Don's in Florida with a comment about Mitt Romney.
My comment is, all through history, you have always been able to hoodwink the Anglo-Saxon. You can give them golden calf. They will worship anything you put in front of them other than something real. We're watching a man who got four pretty sons. Not one of them, he don't even look like they can rake the yard. But nevertheless, he go out there and boast about how he want to go to war. You know what? You can sell Anglo-Saxon snake oil. People are getting exactly what they deserve. This is what I think. You want Romney or nobody will be able to satisfy Anglo-Saxon because they don't know what they want.
Interesting. Race gets into this, the reparation conversation, and and people who still think it's white versus black in our country. That's kind of sad, isn't it, huh? More of your calls and comments coming up. The number is easy to remember, 800-510-TALK on the Talk Radio Review, 51 past the hour.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman appears every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. His website, stevelaw.net, has been used by millions of listeners around the country to get information on how to avoid scams. He's written a number of books in this area. He's an expert on public law, private law. That's why he's here, because he's an expert, and we can use people with expertise. So we go through the charts every week and find three or four items that have legal implications, like the National Defense Authorization Act that was pushed through really in the middle of the night by each body and by the president. So what recourse does average citizen Joe have to this thing being processed the way it was?
You know, not much, and that's part of the thing. I kind of go back to there was a story about W.C. Fields, the old comedian, and he was a noted atheist who ended up dying on Christmas Day, but on his deathbed, he was reading the Bible, and a friend came in and said, "Bill, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm looking for loopholes." So that's what Congress and the laws are filled with. There are all kinds of loopholes. The president making an appointment to a new watchdog agency that would have needed Senate approval, but the Senate was not going to give the approval. The Republicans were holding it up. So he does it during a recess, and it still holds. Mm. So this is one of these things where technically it probably was passed correctly, but this is where, when the public feels they've got an end run around, that's when you've got to throw the bums out.
That's when we have the protesters that are gaining momentum and traction and attention. And unfortunately, the news media has done a terrible job of explaining exactly what they're all protesting. They've zeroed in or focused in on one aspect of protests, but there are plenty of other things that people are getting upset about. And so it all takes time and understanding. But first thing you have to know is what's going on. So we're at least we have that as the first step to all of this. Next item, did you want to say something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was agreeing with it. And part of the problem is that the media all too often is in bed with some of these other powers that be, or owned by some of these other powers that be. So it's very difficult for them to cover stories that are going to be critical of themselves.
Right. Okay, next item is the Texas middle school shooting. This teenage boy has a pellet gun. Police go up. Everybody who calls talk radio says this is the right thing to do. Who's liable here? Who does anybody have any recourse against anybody in this?
Yeah, a really sad one, because here it was a pellet gun that didn't necessarily appear to be a pellet gun.
Mm-hmm.
And it does appear from what I've seen on the reports that the police attempted to use as much restraint as possible. You wonder about the, I'm not sure the placement of the shots, but I'm not sure I want to make these officers liable in this kind of a situation to be mm-hmm. perfect. It's a sad story. It looked like they tried to do what was right, and either he died from shots that would not normally have been lethal, or perhaps there was some force that was overused. But I'm hesitant to criticize in that situation.
All right, so let's move on to how the insurance companies will deal with the L.A. arson case, all these cars being blown up. Do you have insurance? Most people, do they know that their insurance covers them, or does it in a circumstance like this?
Yeah, this kind of an action should be covered by the insurance. And what happens here, all too often, you have insurance companies that are real quick to deal with you when you're paying your premiums, but kind of slow in responding when you're making a claim. In this particular instance, the coverage should be there, and each of the states, including California, which has a pretty strong law, has unfair insurance settlement practices laws. And so hopefully these should be resolved fairly promptly by those who are insured.
Wow. It gets right down to brass tacks. You wonder about these things and whether this guy, is he liable in any way other than through the courts? Can somebody sue him for the damage done? Let's say their insurance doesn't cover and all of it. Can they sue him, sue his
yeah.
estate, sue his family?
Well,
there's civil and criminal in this thing, right?
Yeah. There definitely is civil liability for this guy, assuming he is convicted. And even if he's not convicted, he could be brought up on a civil case where instead of a beyond a reasonable doubt, the standard is merely 51% preponderance of the evidence. The only reason I didn't mention that, it didn't appear that this was someone well-heeled enough or covered with some
yeah,
kind of insurance
right.
to make it worth it.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his column every month at talkers.com and check out his own website, stevelaw.net.